Chapter 1. So here we go again. A filthy, dimly lit alley on a cold, damp night in Portsmouth. Scaring the life out of some poor sod whose only crime was to get behind with the rent. Talk about heavy-handed. The guy is clearly traumatised as Ali Kermy pushes him against the wall, leans into him, teeth gritted, fingers tightening around his collar. The lad lets out a pathetic whimper. In the nearby harbour, a ship's horn moans over the background drone of the carrier Queen Elizabeth's generators that relentlessly tick over. The pungent smell of diesel fuel taints the salt sea air, adding to the heavy atmosphere. Pay up or get hurt. Simple as that. Ali's ruthless father demands it, and Ali and his two cousins deliver, with force if necessary, whenever the call comes. It could be Portsmouth, Southampton, Bristol or Brighton, Liverpool even. Patriarch Javid Kermy has properties wherever there's a university. He certainly cornered the market in the south. Trouble is, there are always some students who piss their rent money away rather than setting it aside for their landlord. So, they need a little visit. Ali's cousin Hamad looks scary. He's tall and he works out, you can see that. You wouldn't want to argue with him, that's for sure. The same goes for Kamran. High octane, high alert. Hamad pushes Ali out of the way, kicks the guy's legs from under him. Down he goes, begging to be spared, promising to pay up soon. Kamran steps in for good measure, kicking the student onto his side, placing a foot firmly on his neck. Listen, want to keep that handsome face? You pay up now, understand? I can't, splutters the lad. I haven't got any money on me. So what are you going to do? I'll pay, I will. Kamran presses his foot down harder. When, he demands. Please, please don't, the lad begs. I'll get the money, I will. How? My dad. Oh, yeah. Ali is standing a few metres away, squirming. This is so not him. What the hell is he doing here anyway, having sworn he'd never do it again? All right, that's enough, he says, unable to watch any more. Ease up. He'll pay, won't you? I will, tomorrow. Honest I will. Kamran slowly and reluctantly lifts his foot, sneering at his cousin. As far as Hamad and Kamran are concerned, it's just routine. No cuts, no scars, just a few bruises to act as a reminder, never to mess with the Kermys again. And it works every time, in spite of their cousin. They know only too well that Ali isn't up to this job. His mind is elsewhere, always is, he just hasn't got it. They laugh at his futile attempts to disguise himself by turning up his collar whenever they're on a job. What's the bloody use of that? But family's family. Ali's their cousin, and Uncle Javid pays them well, so they play ball and don't ask questions. Yet again, Ali is crippled inside. He feels nothing but shame and disgust. He's raging with resentment and frustration, most of it towards his father, the rest at himself. Although he said it many times before, tonight will be the last time. Kamran kicks the hapless student in the thigh, hard. The student rolls over and groans, cursing into the evening air as the three Kermys slouch away. Another dirty deed for the boss, and another very bad day for Ali's karma.